You? Is anybody?
There she is. That's Molly Goldberg, folks. A woman with a place in every heart and a finger in every pie. And now the makers of New Dove's, that new kind of soap for everything, right down your wash line, bring you another visit with those good folks, the Goldbergs.
Little bird. Hello there, little fella.
How do you do?
Well, did those words come out of you, little bird?
Sure. I'm always talking. And I've got something to tell you about that washing you just hung out.
You have? What is it?
You ought to use New Dove's.
What Dove's?
Say, you are behind the times. I better get some help on this.
You have all the nerve. He's blown away.
Say, pardon me, ma'am. Did I hear you say you hadn't heard about Dove's?
I suppose that little bird told you. Say, what is this Dove's anyway?
Why, it's the biggest thing that's happened to wash day in years. It's a brand new kind of granulated soap made to do all three kinds of wash. Dirty work shirts, heavy towels, right down to your colored rayon slips.
What? You mean there's a granulated soap safe enough for rayons and that gets towels white, too?
Absolutely. Does everything in your wash. Why, it'll leave your rayon undies and fussy colored washables sparkling bright. And those greasy work shirts, say, they'll come out clean as you please. And your towels and linens, why, Does will have them dazzling white. In fact, you've never seen more gleaming white washes anywhere than Dove's gives you.
Now, not so fast, young man. How much work is it going to take to get that whiteness?
Don't you worry about that. There's no hard scrubbing with Dove's. No boiling either. Honestly, no soap made gets clothes white easier than new Dove's. Just you try Dove's, and then you'll see how wonderfully new it is. So new, you've never before been able to buy a soap quite like it. Just ask for Dove's today in that big red and white box. And next wash day, let Dove's do everything. And now, the Goldbergs. Jake Goldberg has put his foot down and has ordered Walter Jerome not to see Rosie again. The role of a tyrannical parent fits Jake too easily when he's aroused. But he has good reason, since Walter is engaged to a girl back home. And then, more opposition to Walter's attention to Rosie comes quite forcibly from his mother, Mrs. Jerome, the famous cosmetician. Rosie doesn't know yet that her father has forbidden Walter to call on her anymore, and Molly is getting more and more confused over what should be done. She knows how Rosie feels about Walter, and yet she wants to protect her daughter from greater heartbreak in the future. But she isn't sure that making Walter stay away from Rosie is going to do the trick. Listen.
You're sleeping, Jake?
I am not sleeping.
Jake, dear, what should we do?
Whatever I do is wrong. Why do you ask me?
I didn't say that you was wrong, Jake. I said you was hasty.
A stitch in time saves nine, no?
But haste makes waste, Jake.
Why put off till tomorrow what can be done today?
Look before you leap is true too, Jake. The question is what is right and what can be done.
First, we must agree, Molly, on all points. Then I can talk to you. Not before.
So?
Do you agree that Walter is not for Rosie?
So?
Do you agree that a young man who is already engaged to another has no right in the slightest manner to show an interest in someone else? Do you agree or am I wrong?
So?
Do you further agree with me that Walter's mother will do everything in her power to prevent anything?
I agree, Jake. I agree, but what must we do? Who is it?
Me, Ma.
Family.
Tell him I had enough for one night.
1 minute, Sammy.
He's also smarter than his parents. My progressive generation. They know all the answers. But life is no quiz program, Ali. We have to do more than to read a book to know the answers.
Come in, family. Come in.
Pa.
Yeah?
I just want to say one thing.
Something new or something old?
Jake.
No?
I just want to say that if you start putting your foot down, you're going to force the issue. Rosie says she's in love with Walter. She feels he likes her. If you start acting like Mrs. Jerome, Walter and Rosie are going to feel persecuted. And that's all that has to happen. It'll drive them on. It'll make things happen quicker than things should. That's all I'm saying. If you tell Walter to keep away from the house and Rosie knows it...
I told him already, and I'll tell him again.
If Rosie finds out, and she will, then you'll have no more authority over her. She won't take your advice.
So?
That's all. Good night. I'm warning you.
Thanks for the warning, my psychologist.
Good night.
Good night, sir.
I like when the chicks teach the chickens.
Hi, Jake.
Where are you going?
I'll see if Rosalie's covered.
Don't exaggerate the importance of nothing. You hear?
Uh-huh.
Put slippers on. Don't go with your feet.
I have my slippers. You want me to bring you something from downstairs?
Some bicarbonate if you have.
Oi, Jake.
Yes, oi, Jake.
I'll be right back. Go downstairs, Fordy. Go down, but what are you doing up here in the hall? You have to sleep outside of my room, huh? Go downstairs, Fordy. Go. Go where it's more cozy. Go, go. Rosalie, you're sleeping, huh?
Ma?
Yeah. Rosalie? Chilly, I thought maybe you needed an extra coverlet.
Thanks, Mama, darling.
On two pillows you're sleeping. It's not too high for you. You were reading?
No.
Maybe I'll warm you a little warm milk for the cookie.
Thanks, Mama.
Rosalie.
Let's not talk anymore, Mama, darling. Do you mind?
Should I open the window a little more or close it?
No.
Well, good night.
Good night.
Sleep, Rosalie.
Good night.
Good night, darling.
Bye, Rosalie. Dear darling, good night.
Good night.
Can I come in, Rosie?
Sammy?
Yeah.
Come in.
Don't cry, Rosie.
I can't help it, Sammy.
You can. There's nothing to cry about.
I'm so miserable, Sammy.
I want you to know I'm on your side.
What's my side? What shall I do?
Well, I don't think it's a question of doing anything.
I know Papa and Mama don't want me to see Walter.
Only because he's engaged to Norma.
But if Walter doesn't love Norma...
You don't know that for sure. Anyway, unlike you, Rosie, I don't think an engagement is permanent necessarily. I mean, people get engaged and they get disengaged, so... Engagement isn't everything.
But Mama doesn't think so.
Neither does Mrs. Jerome. But you and I do. So I'm with you there. But there's something else involved in this. Norma thinks that Walter is in love with her. And as far as we know, he hasn't said anything to her yet.
I can't help that.
Of course not, but you can help yourself. Walter should talk to Norma before he talks to you. It's not fair to her. And worse than that, it's not fair to you. And worse than anything is that if Walter is the kind of a fella that tells you he loves you before he tells Norma that he doesn't love her, you shouldn't see him.
A girl knows when she's not liked.
Oh, that's no excuse. Maybe she loves him very much. Maybe she thinks he's only being difficult. He has to speak to her frankly. And until he he does, he has no right to come here and see you. This doesn't have anything to do with your liking Walter or his liking you. It's not honest for him to do both at once. Don't you think so?
I love him, Sammy.
What of it? You've got to respect and admire him, too. And he has to show himself worthy of it. If he doesn't, love doesn't count. That's the way I feel.
Well, what can I do?
You don't have to do anything. It's up to Walter.
But shouldn't I tell him?
If you have to tell him, he isn't worth talking to. He has to act for himself. Until he does, I try to hide my feelings more than you have.
It's easy to talk when you don't feel anything.
What are you, Rosie? Just a mass of jelly? You're a young woman. You have a character. There's a big world all around with people dying just because they have certain beliefs. And you tell me that you can't even control your feelings. Maybe it's not worthwhile talking to you either.
Sammy.
But you have to be worth saving before you can save yourself.
I love him, Sammy.
Well, people love their wives and children and they leave home and they go and die. There'll be 8 million boys in the army. And every one of them has a girl or a wife. Who do you think you are?
That's just it, Sammy. I know who I am, but I don't know who all those other people are. I know what I feel. I know what I think. I know what I am. And I know that Walter's the most important person in my life. I know that. I know that as well as I know that I'm breathing and living at this moment.
Well, I didn't say you didn't. I said you have to understand it also. Your feelings have to justify your actions, Rosie. You've got to understand that. Sometimes you have to give up your feelings.
And sometimes you can't.
You've got to try to understand, Rosie.
I understand you, Sammy. I know that you understand me. At least we know that, the both of us. I don't feel that I'm alone all by myself. I know that you are not against me, Sammy.
I'm for you, Rosie. I just want you to be for your real self. For what you really are. And that's much more than falling in and out of love. Much more.
The question is, can the attitude stand the strain of the feeling? And what will Rosie feel if she suddenly has the pressure of everyone at once telling her what to do? Especially when one of them is Walter. Just between you and me and your dishpan, are you using a halfway soap for dishes? You are if it's a tough granulated soap because it's short on safety for your hands. And if you use a bar soap, it doesn't have real speed. Well, just cross those halfway soaps off your list and change to New Does today. Yes, this new kind of granulated soap for everything in your wash really has everything for dishes, too, from whirlwind speed to extra gentleness for your hands. Wait till you see how beautifully smooth and comfortable your hands feel after doing dishes with Does. Why, no other leading granulated wash day soap treats your hands with such extra kindness. Yet no soap made goes into action on those dirty dishes faster than Does. It cuts even tough grease without hard scouring. Yes, you can see the difference in Does right in the suds. It has everything for dishes. So do them with Does today. Be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs. Tomorrow, Walter takes a decisive step that matches Jake's. This is Clayton Collier wishing you good day for Procter & Gamble, makers of Does, the new kind of granulated soap for all three kinds of wash.